Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A deadly storm system spawned several tornadoes across the Midwest in Iowa. Four boys, ages 13 and 14, were killed when a twister ripped through a Boy Scout campground. And in Kansas, two people died after a tornado touched down. It destroyed more than 60 homes and three schools. Want to get you now to a lockdown on the upper Mississippi River after days of widespread flooding. Starting today, commercial shipping is banned along a 200-mile stretch of the river in Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa. That area is expected to be closed for 2 weeks. One Iowa-based barge line estimates his company will lose about $40,000 a day because of the shutdown. Let's get now to gas prices, and once again, a record high. AAA says the average price of gas is up 1 cent this morning to $4.06 a gallon. A CNN opinion research poll shows 62% of people think that unethical oil practices are what's causing high prices. 32% blame supply and demand.
This is a regrettable incident. We're sad to see the loss of life among the Pakistani military, who are partners in fighting terror.
The Defense Department releases video of a controversial airstrike in Pakistan. U.S. military officials say the video shows the strike targeted Afghan militants who attacked coalition troops near Pakistan's border. But Pakistan's government calls the strike cowardly and unprovoked and says 11 of its soldiers were killed, including a high-ranking major. The military says it's not ending its so-called stop-loss policy anytime soon, and the number of troops affected by the program may actually go up slightly. Joint Chiefs Chairman Michael Mullen says by keeping soldiers past their enlistment dates, Army units are stocked with trained soldiers ready to deploy to Iraq and Afghanistan. Right now, about 11,000 soldiers are serving under that program. Well, this comes as no surprise to most of you. Forbes magazine says that Oprah Winfrey is the most powerful celebrity. Who comes in second? Tiger Woods, followed by Angelina Jolie and her partner Brad Pitt in 10th place. Now, Forbes says the rankings are based on wealth and fame. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. Of course, we're going to have your updates right here throughout the day.